So right now we're jumping into our tech impact. So I'm going to be jumping into just a few things that we're not really going to be spending a lot of time discussing for the sake of time, as I've mentioned. So Tesla's refreshed 2024 Model 3. Tesla has unveiled the 2024 Model 3 with improved aerodynamics and a longer range for the long range model. Now, as you guys know, Tesla is one of my favorite vehicles. It's my dream car. And if ever I find myself in the United States, I'm just going to contact Hertz and book that car as a rental. I'm definitely jumping on that. So, and then moving on, we're moving on to TikTok's AI chip use. TikTok is reportedly using premium NVIDIA AI chips by exploiting loopholes in the US regulations, allowing them to train AI models despite existing bans. As some of you may know, TikTok has been banned. They've actually had some terrible bans in the US, and they've been given a limited amount of time. I think it's about just under a year or two. I think it was 200 and something days to leave the US or allow itself to be bought by a company within the US or build servers within the US that are not China-based. And then the last one for today is going to be Apple's upcoming AI push. Rumors suggest that Apple is preparing to launch a significant AI initiative called Apple Intelligence. Apple Intelligence, expected to be detailed at the WWDC 2024, an event that I'm personally very excited about and am absolutely looking forward to. I usually watch all Apple events, mind you, not only just for work here at Radio Pulpit, but I just watch them because they're fun. They're really, really beautiful. They're shot cinematically. And there's just always beautiful tech announced, although I'm not much of an Apple fan.
I was about to say, for a person who's not an Apple fan, you were speaking a lot about Apple.
No, I'm definitely not an Apple fan. Let me say, it's not that I'm not an Apple fan in as much as I'll give you very few examples with my issues with Apple. For one very major one. Apple is very anti-repair. So if you break your device, you can't fix it. They make it very expensive, and they make it so that you can only fix it from them. And their goal is to get you to buy a new device. I've personally experienced it in the past. Many other people have experienced it as well. And there are laws that have currently been changed in the UK and the United States that force them, both Samsung and, well, all the tech companies, to make repairability a thing.
Yeah.
They basically, you own your device, but they don't want. So, for example, if you took an iPhone 15 and you change the camera from one 15 to the other, the camera would stop working.
Jeez.
That's not supposed to be legal.
Sure.
To do, exactly.